Hello and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo, the director of AGLCA. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. My guest is Janice Cromer, who is our member services coordinator, and many of you will know her. Janice and I are just going to have an informal conversation about the many upcoming AGLCA events, because we do have several, and we know that having registration open for so many at one time is leading to a lot of questions. So we're going to try and cover all of the bases with that today. Before we do that, though, as usual, I would like to take a moment and recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. And as always, we encourage all of the loopers and listeners out there to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. And with that out of the way, Janice, why don't we go ahead and get started?
Okay, well, thanks for having me back on Blog Radio, Kim. I appreciate it. And hello, everybody out there. Kim, let's start with the fall rendezvous. We'll be meeting again at Joe Wheeler State Park in Rogersville, Alabama. And this year, I believe our dates are October 14th through the 17th. What else do listeners need to know?
Well, the first thing that you need to know is that this is our biggest event of the year, and unfortunately, it is already completely sold out. So if you're not already registered, you may have to wait for the next rendezvous, which is in the spring. We do, however, have a waiting list for the fall rendezvous at Joe Wheeler, and you can add your name to that waiting list on our website. If you go to the events area, once you're at greatloop.org, you can find more details and the form right there to add yourself to that waiting list. If you are already registered to attend and you're wondering what the rendezvous is all about, you can also find the agenda for the rendezvous on that same webpage. So that's kind of the most important thing to tell you right now is that if you're not registered, you may be in a waiting list situation or you maybe need to wait until the spring.
And you have to be a member to get on that waiting list, Kim?
That's correct. Our rendezvous are members-only events.
Okay, well, tell us what seminars you've got planned for the upcoming fall rendezvous.
Sure. This year, there's a lot going on as usual. We've got 22 different seminars happening in the space of those 4 days. The main sessions, as we usually do, cover the loop route itself in very great detail. So about half of the seminar hours are spent getting loopers from that site at Joe Wheeler State Park around the southern half of the loop to Norfolk, Virginia, which is the site of the spring rendezvous. So we give you all of the details that you need on what to do, where to go, what to see, where to dock, where to anchor, things like that. So in great detail, we cover that. At the same time, for those who maybe are not quite ready for that level of detail on the route itself, we have our Looping 101 sessions. And those cover a little bit more general information about the Great Loop itself. Things like what some of our gold loopers wish they knew before they had done the loop. Things like how to handle medical situations aboard, how to find a great looping boat. I think you get the idea. More general things like that. And a lot of them are presented by gold loopers who come back to share their knowledge with some of the newer members.
Okay. I know a lot of our members come to the rendezvous with the social aspect and the interaction with other loopers. Can you address that a little bit, please?
Absolutely. First of all, there are 7 group meals over the course of the 4 days that are included with the rendezvous fee, and those are great opportunities to get to know the other loopers there. We also do an introduction of the loopers where everybody gets a few minutes to just kind of introduce themselves and tell their story, where they are in their loop process, whether it's in progress, whether they're planning, whether they've completed it. So that's a great way to hear different ways of doing the loop, because as we always say, everybody has to make it their own. But in addition to those interactions, we also have our really popular looper crawls. And this year, I think it's about 60 to 65 looper boats that will be in the marina at Joe Wheeler State Park. We take over all of their transient space. We take over their fuel dock, and we even have some of their slip holders that won't be there and allow us to use their slips so we can fit all the boats in. So wide variety of different looper boats And in the afternoons, we have our looper crawls, which means people who come there on their boat have the choice to open their boat to other loopers. And many of them do that. And it gives you a chance to tour lots of different looping boats all in one place in a short amount of time. Gives you ideas of some of the differences and lets you really see what a looping boat is like when someone's living aboard, as opposed to how you see it at a boat show when there's nobody's stuff there. So it's a great opportunity to meet loopers, ask questions in a really social environment. And also during that time, something we do only at Joe Wheeler State Park is our kayak race and our dinghy race. And those are a lot of fun. So even if you're not into participating in those, we encourage attendees to come watch those because they really are a lot of fun to watch. And the dinghy race has a little twist to it. So if you're there, you'll find out what that's all about.
Okay. Who typically attends the full rendezvous?
Most of our rendezvous at this point are a pretty good mix of current loopers. So people that are in progress, whether they've done small segments or whether they're kind of on the seasonal route that's going to take roughly a year, and a good mix of them and also planners in all different stages of the planning process for doing the Great Loop. So I would say almost equal amounts of those two most of the time. And we also have a few gold loopers who come back repeatedly to share their knowledge and also for the social aspect to remain active in the Loopers Association.
Okay, I know you said the rendezvous is sold out. Can you tell us where and when the next rendezvous will be?
The next one is our spring rendezvous, and that is again in Norfolk, Virginia at the Sheridan Waterside and at the Waterside Marina. And the dates for that are May 2nd through 5th, 2016. So that would be your next opportunity to attend a rendezvous. The organization of the seminars and the looper crawls is very similar. And of course, the route portion that we cover in detail at that one would be the northern half. So from Norfolk to the site of the next fall rendezvous.
So actually, if you're planning the loop, it would be a good idea to attend both seminars, both rendezvous if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons we cover the loop route in detail is for the planners, but also for the people who are currently doing the loop. So if they come on their boat and arrive at Joe Wheeler, most of them will not have done that full southern half of the route yet. So it gives them the detail they need at the appropriate time for when they need it. But it's also very good for planning purposes, whether you want that detailed information to plan or whether you're planning on attending the Looper 101 sessions. A question we get a lot as people register for the rendezvous is whether they need to select which of those two tracks they're going to take during the rendezvous. The answer to that is no. The facilities can accommodate people kind of splitting up as needed on the fly. So you just pick at the time of seminar starting, you pick which of the two that you want to go to. And that's how we plan to continue organizing that.
Okay, great. And now we're also planning in the next five cities for our Looper Lifestyle seminars. I know they're very different from the rendezvous seminars. Can you give us a little information on what the lifestyle seminars are all about?
Sure. The Looper Lifestyle seminars, the full title of the event is Great Loop Cruising, A Guide to the Looper Lifestyle. And we introduced those about a year ago, did four of them last fall through spring, and they were pretty successful. We had about 100 attendees at each, so we've planned the next five cities for those. And the seminar itself is really designed for people who are still in the planning stage of the Great Loop, whether it's something that you've decided you're going to do and are just gathering more information, or we also have a lot of people who come to those who know a little bit about the Great Loop and are interested in the idea of it, but haven't really decided whether or not it's for them. And they come to that seminar so that they can gather the facts and make that final decision of whether it's going to be a go or a no-go for them. So it's usually a really interesting group, really enthusiastic group. So they've been a lot of fun so far. The topics that we like to cover typically include what boats are suitable for doing the Great Loop, because we do get a lot of questions about that. We do an overview of the loop route in about 45 minutes. So very different than the detailed look we give it at the rendezvous. At the lifestyle seminar, it's really just an overview and pictures so that people that don't quite understand the concept can get a really good look at the types of things that they'll be seeing. We also have several gold loopers come in and kind of share their story what kind of a boat they used, what the best parts of the loop were, that kind of an idea. And we also talk about how to start cruising as a couple, because if you've not cruised as a couple before or are not used to living in a confined area with your mates, that's something that people who are planning the loop are often a little bit concerned about. So we cover details about that as well. And also some advice on what to do as you're starting to plan, how to provision, what to bring with you, et cetera. So a real good overview in the space of about 6 to 8 hours for people who are not familiar to the level that we cover at the rendezvous for the Great Loop.
Okay. And basically you kind of covered it, but who are these seminars really designed for?
Yeah. Again, they're really for people who are in the planning phase. So people just starting to explore it, and also people who are pretty sure they're going, but just want to gather some more facts before they commit to a 4-day rendezvous. It's just a little bit of a lighter immersion to the Great Loop. It's also a pretty cost-effective thing to attend. The attendance, the registration fee is $99 per person, but each registered couple or individual gets a free 2-year membership in AGLCA. So that certainly helps to offset that $99 cost. And of course, lunch is included as well.
That's a deal. And I just want to clarify, you do not have to be a member to attend one of those seminars, correct?
You do not. And like I said, membership is included with the seminar fee. But if you do happen to already be a member and are interested in attending that, then the free membership can be tacked on to your existing membership. So you still get that benefit of the free 2 years of AGLCA membership.
Okay. Now, how would you register for those seminars?
If you go to our website, greatloop.org, and click on the events link in the navigation bar, you'll see an option for seminars. Just click there and you will get a list of all of the cities that where we're holding them, as well as the dates. To give you a little bit of an overview, the cities are, first up is Cleveland, followed by Chattanooga, then Fort Myers, Stamford, Connecticut, and Mobile, Alabama. We are still most likely going to hold a sixth in the coming months, but we haven't done a final site selection on that one just yet. So rather than rattle off the dates for you, if you go to the website and click through on the events tab and then the seminars link, you'll see the dates for each of those cities.
Okay, now I know that this year we're doing a little bit, something a little bit extended for those lifestyle seminars. Can you tell us something about the successful boat buying seminar?
Absolutely. This is a brand new offering from AGLCA. It is actually being presented by some of our sponsors. So all five in the series are being presented by Curtis Stokes and Associates and Sterling Associates. And we also have Ace Recreational Marine Insurance presenting presenting sponsors of the first two. So the Cleveland and the Chattanooga successful boat buying seminars. This is an idea that we really implemented, and it was actually brought to us by some of these sponsors. There seems to be a need for people who are still looking to buy their boat for the loop or to buy a boat in general to kind of gather the details they might need all in one place. We seem to be having a little bit of technical difficulty and we've lost Janice, but I'm going to continue to give you the details of the seminars we've been talking about. As we were discussing, the boat buying seminars called Successful Boat Buying are something to help people interested in buying a boat, whether it be for the Great Loop or as a weekend family cruiser or just for fishing. There can be some confusion if you haven't dealt before with brokers or with insurance agents or with how to finance your boat. So we're going to share the details of all of those things and give you the information you would need to make that a successful process. Again, for this seminar, the registration fee is $99, and that comes with a Captain Chris training DVD from Chris and Elise Caldwell, who are some of our speakers for most of those events. So we welcome you to make it a 2-day weekend. They're always back-to-back, either the day before or the day after the Looper Lifestyle seminars. So we hope that those will be something that will help people out there looking to buy a boat. Since we've lost Janice, I'm just going to wrap it up by briefly talking about the Fort Myers Gold Looper Reunion. This is an annual event that is open only to our Gold Loopers. It's the second year in a row we'll be in Fort Myers because that's a great place. Lots of loopers are there for the winter anyway. We're moving from a marina location, which we really, really enjoyed all of the hospitality we were shown last year by Legacy Harbor. But because the event keeps growing and because we're adding some additional seminars and because we wanted to be a little bit more protected from the weather, we are moving the Gold Looper Reunion to the Harborside Event Center, which is right in downtown Fort Myers, very convenient to three AGLCA sponsor marinas who are each less than a mile away. So we're looking forward to another great event. It's a two-day event. It starts in the evening of January 18th with a banquet. The next day, there is a optional tour, a walking tour, in fact, of downtown Fort Myers, and an optional lunch included. And then the afternoon of that second day, we have some seminars. We have Bob and Liz Stagg, who are Gold Loopers, that will be talking to us about cruising the European canals as your next adventure now that you've finished the Great Loop. Bob and Liz have cruised the canals of France many times, and they're going to share some information about that. We also have Curtis Stokes giving details on how to sell the boat you used for the loop. We know that some Gold Loopers finish the loop and are moving on to another adventure, so they're ready to sell their boat. We hope that that's not the case, but we know that it often is. So we want to provide the information you may need to make that happen. So January 18th and 19th, Fort Myers, Florida. The additional details and registration for that are also on our website at www.greatloop.org. Again, click on events and click on rendezvous and reunions, and you'll see a link there to register for the Gold Looper reunion. Before we wrap up, I do want to play an ad from one of our very valued sponsors because we appreciate their participation in AGLCA. Back in a second.
What makes Pantaneous America's yacht insurance special? Pantaneous America provides coverage and flexibility without any hidden or implied warranties. Licensed in all 50 states, Pantaneous America offers unparalleled service through our international network of offices. Pantaneous America allows for extremely liberal navigational limits. Pantaneous America's experienced worldwide claim staff is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With no deductible for fire, lightning, and total loss claims, Pantaneous America is always by your side. Call or visit us today and ask about our special offers for Great Loop Cruisers. 914-381-2066. Pantaneous America is a proud Commander sponsor of AGLCA.
And we thank Pantaneous very much for their support. Thank you for listening. I apologize for the technical difficulties. We will be back next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.